Yes, Eddie, that's a pretty decent way to continue your festive. He's just watching his players at the minute. We're doing some warming down on the pitch. Not great conditions for that. It's driving rain. Eddie, you made light of a very powerful Fulham team today.
Yeah, we did. It was a really professional performance. Really pleased with the clean sheet because they're so important. And with our goal-scoring ability, you always feel we can score goals and will score goals. So that was a really pleasing aspect. And it was a real challenge second half because we missed a number of chances today. Could have won by a lot bigger margin. We missed a penalty. And all those things added together, we looked very strong defensively. So it's been a good day.
When you've scored 5 and 6 in your last two games, the standards are high. But missing chances is something that had gone away in the last few games, isn't it?
It will happen. It happens to every team. There's no blame attached to anybody. I think if we'd have scored the second goal as early as our play merited, I think it would have been a lot more comfortable. But that second one didn't seem to want to go in, and their goalkeepers made a good save from Brett and numerous other players from the penalty. And that's where I thought our mental strength was really good, to blank that out and not really look like conceding. They had a little bit of more of the ball second half, but our goal never came under threat. I don't remember Arthur having one real meaningful save to make. So against a team with the forward line that Fulham got, that's a real achievement.
And that early goal again has given you a great platform each time.
Well, the lads came out really, really quickly and put Fulham under pressure. I thought some of our attacking play was excellent. Our intent was really good. And it was a really well-worked first goal with Brett's header, superb header, great ball in. Gave us a platform and, as I say, I'm really, really pleased with the players. Very professional performance over Christmas where they've got to look after their bodies. They've all done that, obviously, and it's a good feeling.
The after the Lord Mayor show thing has happened to so many teams. We have a couple of big scoring wins and then you go flat next time. But again, just to grind one out like that today in these conditions, because it didn't look that easy out there.
No, I don't think it is with the swirling wind. But I think, you know, when you look at our recent record, we've had big wins and it's difficult enough at this level to win one game, let alone consecutive wins. And that's become a real feature of our play, and that confidence is really running through the team. The challenge is for us is to maintain the standards and keep it going.
You've named the same team for the last few league games. Brett's been holding off Jan's challenge. All he can keep doing is answering you with goals, Connie.
I think Brett's been excellent in this run we've had. He's, we spoke before about how his game's changed slightly and his work ethic and his the involvement in the team rather than just standing there and scoring goals like he perhaps used to do. But I also thought today, you can see his link-up play first half is really high quality. Thought he linked play very well occasionally, and he has to keep his form and he has to keep doing that because, as you say, he's got a player like Jan Kermigan, Tequila Ranti, hopefully to come back soon, breathing down his neck.
When you look at their strike force of Ross McCormack, who cost how many knows millions of pounds, Roddy Yeager, Brian Ruiz, who was at the World Cup, to keep a clean sheet, particularly against players of those calibre, is a huge boost for the defence.
I think so. I mean, we've spoke about it internally, about our defensive record, and we know that to be the team that we all long to be, that would have to improve, and I thought they answered a lot of questions today. It wasn't just the fact we kept a clean sheet, but the manner of it. We didn't give them a sniff, and as you say, with the calibre of players that they're playing against, that's, as I say, a real achievement.
Were you aware of the Ipswich result before you went out there today? Did you keep those things away from your players?
Chris, I don't care about the Ipswich result, whatever result, because we just have to focus on what we're doing. So it's far too early in the season. If ever I would do that, it's far too early. We just need to focus on ourselves at the moment.